The next speaker is David Hancock. David is the Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director of Tower in New Zealand, so they have a lot of experience as far as catastrophes go. He's held that role since July 2013. David has over 25 years' experience in the financial services. This includes being an Executive General Manager at the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, with a variety of roles including capital markets, fixed income and equities. He held several board positions, including at the Bank of the Commonwealth Securities, or ComSec, and external professional board positions as well. Prior to that, he had a role in JP Morgan. Before he was appointed Chief Executive Officer, he was the Interim Executive Officer at First Folio Limited, an Australian listed financial services company. And it also says here that David resides in both Auckland and Sydney, so that sounds like a challenge in its own right. Well, thank you, David.
Thanks. Cheers. It's always a bit daunting when you actually hear your CV read out. You feel quite old. Listen, first off, I just want to say thank you very much to Will Gardner and to Blair. I think it's been a terrific conference. And all the team that's put it on. It's been really interesting. I've sort of come in and out to listen to some of the quotes and some of the subject matters that people have been talking about. And one that really hit home and actually was, I thought, really quite apt, given obviously that Blair's big boss is Mr. Buffett himself, which was that quote, "Beware of people bearing models as gifts." And I think that was really apt for me because at the end of the day, when we think about risk, we obviously want to think about models, but we want to think about the practical applications. And so what I'm going to quickly go through is a little bit of about the practical side, about where we are as an insurer, and hopefully that gives you a little bit of a different perspective. So Tower, a little bit about Tower. We've been operating for just over 140 years. Where I think it's quite interesting from our perspective is we were a mutual. We were with Government Life, an insurance company in New Zealand. So mutual, owned by many people. We then demutualised, like many companies, in the sort of early 80s and 90s. And so now we've actually got probably one of the biggest shareholdings, both individuals and institutions in New Zealand. So for a small company, we've got a really diverse shareholder base, which is quite interesting from a capital management point of view. We've gone through a significant amount of divestments, and we've sold our investment side, we've sold our health business, and we've sold our life business. And now we focus upon general insurance. And our general insurance business is in these really exotic locations. And I can tell you, my kids, all they think is that I just spend my time on an island in the Cook Islands or Fiji or Samoa having a great time. But what you'll see is that the perils that we actually face there is not actually sunlight. It's actually a whole series of diverse risks that really we haven't really spoken a lot about, but I'm going to talk a little bit later on, obviously ranging from wind, but all the way to the traditional risks of fire. But actually, we have a lot of risk around tsunami as well. So Tower, now we're a much smaller business. So thinking about risk management is just fundamental to the way that we think about the business. So we've got just under 500,000 policies. We've got about 270,000 clients, and we've got a mixture of business, obviously, between New Zealand and the Pacific. But this is where I think it starts to get a little bit interesting for us when we're talking about models, because many of the risks that we actually face, you actually can't model completely in the areas that we operate. If you go through the chart, you know, you'll see everything from volcanic risks, so we haven't spoken about that at all today. We've had riots. We've had significant riots and risks that come about up in the Solomon Islands. Everything across to, obviously, storm. And then when you have a look at the big event there, we've obviously had peak events there regarding earthquakes. And we're still working through that with a number of, obviously, our competitors down in Canterbury. But when you have a look at that, and you think about what boards and senior executives have got to think about in a business like ours is risk is embedded and must be embedded, not just at the top level, but it has to be embedded all the way across the across the company. So I think when Ian was just touching upon that point, you know, risk culture really has to start at the restatement, but it actually has to go down into the culture by which people look at the business, because that's the only way that you can operate the business effectively. So from our perspective is, it's probably easier to look at the large perils and the concentrated risks around earthquakes. That's obviously that there's still a lot of work in regard to the models there, but where we're much more exposed is these varied perils. And it's interesting, in New Zealand, there's actually not a lot of really well-developed flood models. There's not a lot of great storm models there, but yet some of our risks that are embedded there are really about these smaller risks. So I think it's important that when then boards and executives are thinking about the risks, it's easy to concentrate on the big ones, but it's probably the smaller ones that you've got to spend as much time on. We think about capital protection and reinsurance, obviously that's one layer, but we've got three different stakeholders that we've got to consider. We've got to consider the regulator, and we've just recently come through a new regulated environment under the RBNZ. We're not down the same pathway as APRA. I think there's probably an emerging hybrid model there. But also that we've got policyholders, because as a director and a company officer within New Zealand, we have an obligation both to our shareholders and to our policyholders. Now, that's a really interesting mix when you're making decisions, because ultimately you've got to consider both stakeholders all the time. And within New Zealand, especially in the Pacific, the role of an insurer in the community, so that really for us, the community engagement about risk and the way that you actually deal with that looms large. So for us, when we're thinking about risk management and we're thinking about the risk appetite, clearly it's not just about reinsurance and retention and aggregates, it's also about those other issues. Solvency. Probably what was a little bit different in New Zealand was that after the Canterbury events, we were obliged by the regulator, like many other people, to actually hold additional capital over and above our solvency. So even though that we were targeting a MSC at about 225%, it was interesting that the regulator changed or moved the rules slightly because of issues that were happening within the Canterbury region. And they were issues about inflation, surge demand. And one thing that we learnt about and we've learned out of Canterbury is that you have to expect the unexpected. You really have to think about, where are you going to get the builders from? What are building supplies going to cost? How does this get incorporated into the models? All of these things just don't get captured into the models. So for us, really asking the questions about what's not in the model is more important, or sometimes as important as obviously the model. And listen, finally, I think no New Zealand insurer would not leave a slide talking about the Canterbury effects on obviously society and also the company. For us, we're about 81% through. We'll be done by the end of 2015. Now, if you think about it, the events up in Japan, they're already done. They've already settled those. In New Zealand, we are the leading insurer in regard to settling claims, but still will be finished by the end of 2015. It shows you the tail effects. And when you go back through the models, it was quite apparent that it just didn't look through all of the tail effects. So I suppose the story that I really want to leave with everyone is, it's really important that we do understand the models, but it's also important that you embed risk management. And from a tower's perspective is, it's really about expertise and making sure that we continue to build that in the company and we retain that in the company to ensure that all stakeholders are looked after properly.